10 for the interviews, and a larger sample size for surveys will depend on the planned extent and complexity of the data needed to appropriately address this research questions. Interview one. Question one was, could you explain what you mean when you phrase universal healthcare? They have answered, a system of healthcare known as universal healthcare allows all citizens of the nation to get medical care without having to worry about their financial situation to make sure that everyone gets the treatment they need. Healthcare services are usually provided by or financed by the government. Question two was, what are the main differences between the U.S. and European healthcare systems in your opinion? They have answered, many European nations have universal healthcare programs that cover every citizen and are often funded by taxes. In comparisons with the United States, where healthcare is generally saved through private insurance companies, resulting in differences in coverage and higher costs for many individuals. This leads to less out-of-pocket spending and greater access to healthcare services. Question three was, what decisions, in your opinion, can be made to get around any difficulties to move the U.S. closer to having more universal healthcare coverage? The answer was, to achieve universal healthcare in the U.S., also a comprehensive strategy, including public education, change to regulation, and slow implementation would be needed. Expanding already existing public programs like Medicare and Medicaid, putting in place a system with a single pay, controlling healthcare costs, funding preventive and primary care, and encouraging working together between the government, healthcare providers, and community organizations are all potential first steps. Question four was, have you or anyone ever had problems getting healthcare because of the expense? They have answered, yes, I've had trouble getting healthcare care because of the outrageous cost. I'm mindful that plenty of people have been through similar things, which may be extremely stressful and harmful to one's health. Question five was, do all countries have the same healthcare systems? They answered, no. I believe healthcare systems in the country differ due to different reasons, like insurance not being included in some countries. Interview two was, question one was, why is universal healthcare important? They have answered, because it ensures that everyone has access to necessarily medical services without experiencing financial hardship. Universal healthcare is significant. Question two was, can you think of any reason why some people might not want to change the healthcare system? They answered, concerns about higher taxes, resistance to government engagement in healthcare decisions, or doubts about the long-term sustainability of a new system could be the reason why some people like me can oppose changing the healthcare system. Question three was, why do people in the U.S. often need more healthcare insurance to see a doctor or go to the hospital, while in some other countries they don't need it as much? They have answered, U.S. healthcare is expensive, insurance is required, the government covers other places, not much insurance is needed. Question four was, could you clarify how healthcare disparities and inequality in the U.S. and Europe are affected by universal healthcare? They have answered, by ensuring that everyone has access to necessary healthcare services, regardless of their economic standing or background, universal healthcare has the potential to decrease disparities in healthcare and inequalities. Question five was, could you talk about ways that universal healthcare systems in the U.S. and Europe differ in terms of access to healthcare services? They have answered, in general, access to healthcare services is more welcoming and affordable in Europe under universal healthcare systems than it is in the U.S., where access is sometimes conditioned on work or level income. Interview three, question one was, why is it essential to have universal healthcare? They answered, guaranteeing universal healthcare improves social justice and health equality to make sure everyone has access to necessarily medical services without facing financial difficulties. Question two is, what possible flaw or problem exists with universal healthcare systems? They have answered, the long lines for non-emergency services, poor government, a small number of providers, and a difficulty in finding a balance between costs and care quality are some of the complaints addressed in the system. Question three was, how are prescription drugs availability and pricing managed in universal healthcare systems? Throughout formulary management and bulk purchases, universal healthcare systems frequently negotiate for lowered medication prices, guaranteeing that all citizens will have cheap access to needed drugs. Next question was, what part of preventation medicine play in healthcare systems that are universal? Preventative care, including tests, vaccinations, and health educations, is given importance in universal healthcare system to cut long-term healthcare spending by promoting population health and reducing the frequency of diseases. Last question is, how do the US and Europe healthcare systems differ in terms of the role given by the government? We have answered, the government in Europe are frequently more involved in providing funds for and controlling healthcare, which results in better coverage due to US healthcare system's dependency on private insurers and providers. Costs are higher and access is unequal. Interview number 4. What do you think is the main benefit of universal healthcare over the US existing system? Universal healthcare promotes equity and provides public health by guaranteeing that everyone has access to essential medical treatment without facing financial obstacles. Another question is, what major challenges do you see in the US introduction of universal healthcare? They answered that the main obstacles include positions from politics, worries about taxes and expenses, opposing views about the government, role of the government in the healthcare, and the impact of special interest on the current healthcare system. Another one was, what effect do you think universal healthcare would have on people's and families' access to affordable medical care and financial security? They have answered, the universal healthcare would guarantee access to care for everyone, eliminate out-of-pocket costs for medical services, and provide financial stability by lowering the risk of medical debt. Interview 5. What separates, in your opinion, the European healthcare system from the US healthcare system in terms of efficiency and productivity? Healthcare in Europe is freely accessible, guaranteeing that no one has access to necessary services because of their financial situation. Could you explain any particular examples or experiences that show the benefits of European healthcare systems in comparison to the United States healthcare system? Full coverage, including primary care and specialists, is available at low out-of-pocket prices like countries like Germany and France. In comparison to the U.S., how do you believe that Europe's emphasis on preventing illnesses lead to better health outcomes, that Europe prioritizes preventive measurements like vaccines and screenings, reducing chronic diseases and providing overall good health? How, in your opinion, does Europe's healthcare system finance lead to better access to care and more affordable healthcare than the United States? Unlike the U.S., which focuses mostly on private insurances, European system mix publicly funded with the insurance premiers to ensure equal coverage. What social and cultural aspects of European nations, in your opinion, may have a greater impact on general health and healthcare results than those in the United States? Better health outcomes and a sense of community are encouraged by European countries placing a high priority on social welfare and community responsibility for healthcare. Interview 6. Why should the United States of America think about having universal healthcare, as does Europe? By providing equal access to medical services for all citizens through universal healthcare, promoting public health, and reducing inequality to access to care. In what ways does healthcare for all improve the economy? Universal coverage may promote general economic growth, decrease inactivity, and increase productivity by eliminating healthcare costs. What are the key objects in U.S. healthcare changes? People believe that government involvement in healthcare decisions, higher taxes, and longer wait time for medical treatment could result from universal healthcare. What can the U.S. take away from the universal healthcare experience in Europe? To improve its healthcare system, the U.S. might take an example from Europe's patient-centered healthcare methods, cost contamination strategies, and healthcare delivery methods. Interview 7. What are the universal healthcare systems in Europe paid for? To make sure that healthcare is publicly funded and available to all. European nations usually combine taxes, social insurance contributors, and government aids to pay for universal healthcare. What are some potential changes to the U.S. achieving universal healthcare? That concerns about the role of the government in healthcare, resistance from medical industry, and the difficulty of changing from the current system to the universal one could be all challenging. In what ways is the European universal healthcare system different from U.S. one in terms of coverage? While the U.S. healthcare system frequently leaves many uninsured or underfunded, universal healthcare in Europe offers coverage for all people, including primary care, hospitalization, and prescription drugs. What effect does universal healthcare have on public health and preventive care programs? Preventive care and public health programs are frequently given priority in universal healthcare systems, which results in early disease identification and intervention, as well as healthier lifestyle choices among people of all ages. Interview 8. What is the difference in healthcare system quality between nations that have universal healthcare and those that don't? When compared with countries without universal coverage, those with universal healthcare typically report better overall with healthcare inequality, such as patient outcomes, satisfaction rates, and life expectancy. What are the main objections to universal healthcare in the United States, and to what extent do you think they have water? Concerns about increasing government control and possible tax increases are some of the arguments made against universal healthcare in the U.S. What is your overall opinion on healthcare in the U.S.? It is too expensive and also is not accessible for people who need help. She also stated for elderly people who might need Medicare, she believes it should be available for all with disabilities. While there is Medicare, she doesn't think Medicare has enough benefits. Does every country use the same medical system? No. She has answered, due to a variety of factors, including financial sources, cultural standings, and government laws, healthcare systems differ greatly between nations. Interview 9. Have you or anyone ever had problems getting healthcare because of expenses? They answered, I don't think her family herself gotten problems with healthcare issues and payments because of the expense. She also stated that she does know the only concern her family had was with the surgery and payment because the payment amount was wrong. What are the main differences between the U.S. and European healthcare systems in your opinion? The way that the U.S. and European healthcare systems approach healthcare coverage is one of the main differences between them. European nations typically have universal healthcare systems in which access to healthcare is frequently granted by the government and is seen as a fundamental human right. What are some alternatives against changing the healthcare systems that you can think of? Concerns about increased government involvement, possible disruptions to current coverage arrangements, or the idea of higher taxes to finance universal healthcare projects may cause some people to oppose changes of the healthcare systems. Furthermore, those with a stake in the status include drugs and insurance firms. Interview 10. What is the difference between U.S. and healthcare? The U.S. Europe had, through government-funded universal healthcare systems that provide coverage for all citizens, while the U.S. had a higher reliance on private health insurances, which can cause difference in coverage. What are the main differences in the costs? Europe has reduced expenses as a result of cost contamination strategies and negotiated prices, while the U.S. lacks the pricing regulation and fee-for-service business structures, led to higher expenses. How different are healthcare policies in Europe for those in the U.S. in terms of the impact of government regulations? Europe has more central government regulations of healthcare spending and delivery, and the U.S. has a more decentralized strategy that depends on more of a private sector and the market. Conclusion. Understanding the complexity of healthcare systems across different cultures has been both enlightening and difficult during the ethnographic investigation. The differences in healthcare delivery and access across nation, especially between the U.S. and Europe, was one of the main concerns. It took me several encounters with issues of ethnics to fully comprehend the complex issues of medical anthropology in this particular context, as I had to immerse myself in a variety of cultural settings. For example, ethnic issues arose when gaining participants' informed consent while taking cultural sensitivities into account. However, these difficulties gave insightful information about the interaction among culture, medical procedures, and social standards. They emphasized the need for interdisciplinary methods to address healthcare inequalities and expanded my understandings of the significance of cultural awareness in healthcare delivery. All things considered, this ethnographic project has increased my knowledge of medical anthropology and brought attention to the critical influence that culture variety has on experiences and results of healthcare. I have created a yes and no survey, and people took the survey on the differences of United States healthcare versus Europe. Here are the results below. There are 10 questions, and you can see the blue are the yes and no is the no answers. Continuing survey, Q&A. Thank you.